hear the first of 3 days of opening arguments in the impeachment trial of President Donald Trump, with House Democratic managers arguing he should be removed from office. Just before 2 a.m., the Senate voted along straight party lines to adopt the procedural rules put together by Republican Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, rules the Democrats claim are unfair. All of the Democrats' attempts to get approval for early witnesses and documents failed. Along the way, U.S. Chief Justice John Roberts, who is presiding over the trial, issued a warning. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
As tempers started to wear thin during the late-night impeachment session, Chief Justice John Roberts dressed down both sides. It was just before 1 a.m. when House impeachment manager Gerald Nadler accused GOP senators of supporting a cover-up by voting to deny certain witnesses in a trial, calling it a treacherous vote.
A vote against the United States.
Lead Trump lawyer Pat Cipollone responded.
The only one who should be embarrassed, Mr. Nadler, is you.
Roberts then admonished both.
I do think those addressing the Senate should remember where they are.
What he called the world's greatest deliberative body.
Its members avoid speaking in a manner and using language that is not conducive to civil discourse.
Hours later in Switzerland,
Gerald Nadler, I've known him a long time. He's a sleazebag. Everybody knows that.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
As the Senate worked until the small hours of the morning on his impeachment, President Trump was at the World Economic Summit in Switzerland, proclaiming that under his leadership, Americans are winning like never before, listing what he called victories for both the middle class and companies alike. Mr. Trump urged other countries to liberate their citizens from what he termed crushing bureaucracy. To stay up to date on all the day's news, we invite you online to voanews.com, our website. From Washington, this is VOA News. Syrian opposition activists say an airstrike on a rebel-held village in northern Syria Tuesday killed at least 9 people, including an